Unit 7. Listening. Page 44. You will hear a lecture about the history of holidays. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences.
Thank you for inviting me to talk to you tonight. I'm glad to see that so many people are interested in social history. I hope you'll enjoy my lecture about the history of holidays. Well, I'm sure many of you look forward to going away on your summer holiday. I know I do. When summer comes, we make our way to the countryside, the seaside, or a foreign country. Some of us are hoping for relaxation. Other people prefer their holiday to be exciting. And some of us even want to learn something on our holiday. Anyway, we are lucky to have the opportunity to take a holiday at all. The idea of actually going away for a holiday is in fact relatively recent in human history. In the past, people basically only travelled when they had to, for business, to visit nearby relatives, and for their health. Sometimes they made longer journeys for religious reasons, to visit the birthplace of an important saint, for example. One reason why people in the past didn't travel much was economic. Until about the 19th century, only rich people could afford to take long holidays. This was partly because the trip itself cost money, but also because most working people didn't get any paid holidays from their job. In fact, until around 1870, most workers had only one day off, Sunday, at the end of each week. Paid holidays for wage earners didn't become common until well into the 20th century. Another reason why holidays were less popular was that many people, especially in the United States, felt guilty about travelling simply for pleasure. Even the upper classes, who didn't have a problem with taking time off work, originally took only holidays that were supposed to improve their health. In the 18th century, they often went to the seaside, where the sea air was supposed to be healthy. Along with other sociologists, I believe that we can still see this attitude today. We think that this may be why camping holidays are so popular. In some ways, they let us experience, for a short time, a simpler and possibly healthier way of life. This feeling of guilt at doing nothing may also explain why some people feel that they need to improve themselves when they go on holiday. That may be why so many of us visit museums when we travel abroad, or feel that our holiday is a good time to read a serious book. But perhaps the biggest reasons why people didn't travel so much in the past was that it took a long time to get anywhere. Improvements in the methods of transportation have meant that people can get around more quickly and easily. By the end of the 19th century, people in the United States could travel by train across the continent, and our spectacular national parks became popular holiday destinations. In the 20th century, the automobile made further changes. Cars meant that holidaymakers had more freedom to choose their own holiday destinations. To meet their needs, holiday camps and theme parks were built. And by the end of the century, air travel had finally become cheap and easy, and holidays could be arranged to virtually anywhere in the world. What changes will the 21st century bring? Most of us now have paid holiday time and the possibility of travelling anywhere in the world. Will the next step be holidays in space or under the ocean? I certainly don't know, but I am excited by the idea of finding out. I hope you are too. Thank you all, and good evening.